All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key points about the film Backrooms from 2026. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes, and you'll learn 7 facts about Backrooms, the film. Brave the bewildering Backrooms and bolster your brain power today. Fact number 1. Backrooms 2026 is Kane Parsons' feature directorial debut. Here's the deal. Parsons created the viral Backrooms YouTube series and translates that lo-fi liminal nightmare into a full theatrical experience, keeping the vibe consistent from click to cinema. Critics praised his control of imagery and mood, which is no small feat for a debut. Test question. Who directed the 2026 film Backrooms? Harsharshi. Correct answer, Kane Parsons. Memory aid, Parsons' premier project. Let's move right along to fact number 2. The film stars Chiwetel Ejiofor as Clark and Renate Reinsve as Dr. Mary Klein. Think about it this way. You've got two performers known for nuanced, internal work, anchoring a psychological horror, which means long stretches of tension are carried by subtle choices rather than big speeches. Reviews singled out their restraint and intensity, which fit a story built on dread and identity fracture. Test question. Who plays Clark in the film Backrooms? Correct answer. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Memory aid. Think Chiwetel as Clark. A chilling combo. Alright. Next up, fact number 3. The plot features a furniture store basement as a portal to an extra-dimensional labyrinth. Here's where it gets interesting. The movie seeds this with flickering lights, odd power usage and breaker switches that go nowhere, and then the basement wall might as well be a membrane. From a practical angle, the mundane setting makes the uncanny feel close to home, turning a routine workspace into a doorway to yellow-lit corridors and uncanny rooms. Test question. What serves as the portal in the film Backrooms? Correct answer. A furniture store basement. Memory aid, portal in the parquet. Now, let's shift gears to fact number 4. The film emphasizes mood and sound over jump scares. The big idea is atmosphere. Sterile fluorescence hum. Rooms feel slightly wrong and your nerves do the rest. Critics compared it to Eraserhead, The Shining and Skinamarink, highlighting slow burn dread instead of loud stingers. What matters most is how sound design and empty space pressurize the experience. Test question. Which filmmaking technique is emphasized in Backrooms? Correct answer. Mood and sound design. Memory aid. Sound over shocks. Let's keep it going with fact number 5. Production companies include A24, Chernin Entertainment, Atomic Monster, and 21 Laps Entertainment. Here's the key point. That combo pairs indie prestige with genre horsepower, all backing a first-time feature director under a lean budget. It's a smart alignment for atmosphere-forward horror where craft, not CGI excess, does the heavy lifting. Test question. Name one production company behind Backrooms? Correct answer, A24. Memory aid, A24, always a hallmark. On to the next point, fact number 6. The life form is performed by Robert Bobrotsky, not rendered purely with CGI. Let's clarify, his towering, elongated physicality gives the creature an immediate uncanny presence. The jittering gait and inhuman scale sell the threat before any effects kick in. In simpler terms, a real body in a real space makes the chase feel real to your nerves. Test question. Who portrays the life form in Backrooms? Correct answer, Robert Bobrotsky. Memory aid, Bobrotsky brings the beast. Here's where we change direction with fact number 7. Principal photography took place in July-August 2025 in Vancouver. Now listen, those sound stages let the team build extensive practical corridors and rooms, and they were so convincing, people reportedly got lost on set. That labyrinthine design translates into the film's spatial confusion and long, unnerving takes. test question. Where was Backrooms primarily filmed? Correct answer: Vancouver. Memory aid: Vancouver's vivid visuals. Quick recap time. Let's break this down. Who directed the 2026 film Backrooms? Correct answer: Kane Parsons. Who plays Clark in the film Backrooms? Correct answer: Chiwetel Ejiofor. What serves as the portal in the film Backrooms? Correct answer: a furniture store basement. Which filmmaking technique is emphasized in Backrooms? Correct answer: mood and sound design. Name one production company behind Backrooms. Correct answer: A24. Who portrays the life form in Backrooms? Warike. Correct answer: Robert Bobrochkii. Where was Backrooms primarily filmed? Warike. Correct answer: Vancouver. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today. Let that sink in and keep this fresh in your mind.